All right, this is Rhonda Wenzel. We are recording this with family on Christmas Eve 2021, and I'm gathered here with my family with
Daphne Johanna Meyer.
And how old are you?
7.
All right.
I'm Sydney Walker, and I'm 11 years old.
I'm Hunter Johanna Meyer, and I'm 10 years old.
Right. All right, let's, and then we're going to be interviewing grandparents today. So Daphne, Sydney, you want to start with your question?
Papa, what was the worst thing you got for Christmas when you were a kid?
Or anything.
You know, every Christmas was always made very special at our house. And I can't ever remember getting a bad Christmas present.
Wow.
I can remember that when I was about 7 years old, I had my two grandparents on my dad's side and my mother's side had each gotten a divorce and had remarried. And for this one special Christmas, mother had all 8 grandparents at the table with us. And it was a very special time because I was there with my mother's mother and father and their wives and husbands. And then my dad's side, I had 2 more sets of grandparents.
Wow.
And I did not realize at 7 years old what a big deal that was.
Right.
But all of those people who didn't get along too good together got along really well that Christmas, and it was a very special Christmas.
And that would have been about what year, just approximately?
7, that would have been about 53, okay. 1953.
So yeah, that was a big deal for newly married people like that, remarried people to...
And so the other time that was real special was I had prayed as Santa Claus, gone to every department store Santa and everything else that I could think of that I wanted a bicycle. And so the Christmas came and my brother and I go running into the living room.
It's Christmas morning?
Christmas morning. And there's a big bicycle there. And I go, of course, running right to it. And my dad says, Lee, you better look at the tag on it. And it wasn't my bicycle. It was my brother's. And he had not asked for a bicycle. And I turned around and they had put my bicycle off to the side because there wasn't room under the tree for both of them. And there was my bicycle.
But for a moment you thought, oh. Wow.
But that is real indelible in my mind.
Yeah. Wow. Do you want to ask your Gammy? What do you think?
Gammy, what was the best Christmas gift that you got when you were little?
And Gammy, start with your name, and we'll go back and say that we just heard from Papa, who was Lee Iredale. Sorry, I didn't have you introduce yourself.
Yeah, 75 years old.
All right. Gammy, tell us your name.
I'm Karen Iredale, and I'm 71 for a few more days. And the most, to me, the most special Christmas I had was the year that we got our bicycles. We would always celebrate Christmas Eve at Grandma and Grandpa Schmidt's house, and then we'd have dinner, and then we'd go to church, and then we'd go back home on Cosgrove and have our Christmas, because we only celebrated Christmas on Christmas Eve, because that was the German way of doing it. And we were at Grandma and Grandpa's, and we walked into the tree, and she had been real quiet by keeping the doors closed, and opened up the doors, and there were our bicycles, and that was very special to get a bicycle. I still have it. It's in the
You
barn.
Have that bicycle?
Mm-hmm. It's still there.
Wow. A Schwinn.
It's a Schwinn. Wow. It's built like a tank.
Yeah.
It's still there.
Yeah. Let's see, what sort of, did you have any special foods that y'all ate for Christmas that you remember?
No, I really don't. We do.
Well, because I remember Grandpa made Schlagsahne even when I was growing up. So he would make the whipped cream himself. He would whip it with the spoon until the heavy cream turned into cream.
Well, we have cookies, you know, that we make. Mother always made finger cookies and sugar cookies. In fact, the recipe that I use is called Ronnie's Cookie. Mom gave it to me, Ronnie's Cookie. He always liked it when he was a baby.
Well, I have a Christmas memory with your papa. It was back in the 80s, right after you got married to Karen, and you had just come into our family, and I was a teenager, and I was kind of a little bit like Grace, a little bit kind of like, you know, I can give you, you know, I can play this too, and you would tease me, and so I thought it would be so funny if I gave you a pair of Christmas men's briefs that had like, so like tidy whiteys, but they had like Christmas stuff on them, and I thought I'd be so funny if I gave him those, because he'd be embarrassed, right? But this is also back when video cameras were first coming out, and video cameras were so big that you had to set it on your shoulder to fit, and you hold it like this, and you could film people like this. So he opened up the underpants for me, and ha ha ha, I'm so funny. And then we kept opening the gifts, and I didn't realize that he left the room. He came back in the room with the camera on his shoulder filming me, but what he had done, he had his nice Christmas suit on for church, but he had put those tidy whities on over his suit pants. And he has the camera, and he comes in and he says, Rhonda, thank you, they fit really good. And he's filming me as I look at him and see what he has done. And I was like, ah, Uncle Lee. And there's a picture of that as well, of him holding the camera with the tidy whities on over his pants. Yes. And then that began a tradition where we gave underpants every year for many years at Christmas. That has fallen by the wayside.
Didn't you receive some underwear at a bridal or a
yes,
wedding?
Yes,
shower?
I continued to receive underpants at, yes.
That were specially picked by.
Yes, yes. So that was one of my Christmas memories. What is y'all's Christmas memory that you have? What was a good Christmas that y'all had?
Whenever I was pretty little, I don't know how old I was, but I was pretty little, me and my brother both got like big bean bags, and we also got a bike. And I just remember like riding down the road or the driveway in the bike.
And the beanbag chair?
The beanbag chair.
A big beanbag chair.
That was fun.
Yeah. Do you remember a present you've gotten, Daphne?
Last year when I was six, I had a big Santa. So Santa gives us a sack every year. And something that was in there, it was a computer. And my brother had one, so I was really excited. And I wanted to get on Straight Away.
On Straight Away?
Straight Away.
Straight Away. Okay. Any other Christmas memories in the room here?
No.
I've got one. I have been in...
And this 19... is... You have to say your name.
Ron Schmidt, and I'm 74, and in 1987, we had bought a video camera, and it just so happened that we turned up at Twisted Oaks, the Twisted Oaks house where my parents lived, and Elmer Schunke and Alfreda Becker and Aunt Lydia Becker were all there, and we asked them this question, the same question: what do you remember from your childhood? And all three of the older generation had cute stories, but the one that Elmer Schunke told was quite special. He said that he was a very young child, about 5 years old, and his uncle Eddie used to put on a Santa suit and would come into the house where they were and say, ho, 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 and what, have you been a good little boy or girl or something like that. And so he was intimidated with that prospect, and so they said, well, Elmer, you just have to learn a little song so that you can sing it for Santa. And they said, here it is, and it was in German. Here I stand on two little chips. Come and kiss my sweet little lips. And so Uncle Eddie comes into the room dressed as Santa, and Elmer recounts it all those years later. He says, here I stand on two little chips. Come and kiss my way.
Didn't want to say it.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for sharing Christmas stories. Let's all say Merry Christmas on the count of three. One, two, three.
Merry Christmas!
And now in German.
Fröhliche Weihnachten. All right.